It was news to a lot of people.
Yeah.
It knocked me off my horse, I admit. Here's the short version. The National Institute on Drug Abuse, which is a federal agency under the National Institutes of Health, has been funding, approving, lobbying for clinical trials, studies in which cocaine, morphine, opiates, marijuana, nitrous oxide, a lot of hardcore stuff, have been given to people who are known to be addicted to these drugs, in essence, to see what happens.
So for the addicts, it's a way for them to get free access to the drugs they need
in essence,
extend their addiction.
In essence, yeah, that's what some of the addicts are saying. And that's also what former drug czar John Walters is saying. John Walters was the drug czar to the last President Bush, and he found out about it late in the term and tried to get the government to stop it. And not to put too fine a point on it, but he's appalled by the practice because it goes right to the heart of what scientists call informed consent. The idea of testing on human beings has evolved over the years so that you don't do a study on a human being unless you can he or she can understand clearly what the risks are and, in essence, can say no. And what Walters is saying is, given what we know about drug addiction now, that it's a biochemical response, that your body says you have to have it, how on earth do you get informed consent from someone to give them the drug that they're addicted to? So it's a major problem, for John Walters anyway, and others, and it's a big federal program.
All right, so your story indicates it's morphine at the Veterans Administration, cocaine injections at the U.S. Military Uniformed Services University in Bethesda, crack cocaine in several major cities. Are these all federal studies, and what's the point of them? You say it's to see what happens, but I mean, there's got to be a point in all of this to try to get people break addictions or something, I assume.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, I don't want to seem like I'm being unfair to the scientists. What the scientists that I've talked to, and it's what this is it's not a federal study as much as it is a federally approved study and federally funded study. And what the scientists are saying is, look, through these studies, the paradox here actually is through these studies, they're beginning to understand just how biochemical addiction is and the ways in which, for instance, one of the studies that we looked at was at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. And what they discovered by doing MRI images of people who were taking cocaine was just exactly how cocaine warps the brain, the prefrontal cortex. The problem that John Walters and others are raising within the bureaucracy is still, look, it's great that, you may be able to get a vaccine. For instance, they're going to go into trials on a vaccine in New York this fall. But the fact is science doesn't, what we understand about bioethics now does not allow us to sacrifice even a single person, even if it is for the greater good.
Yeah, in other words, if your brain is being warped, how can you give informed consent to keep taking this drug, even if it's supplied by the government for an experiment?
Just so. And so one of the sort of subtexts of the story, one of the bioethicists that I talked to, one of the things that they're beginning to sort of hint around it is that maybe scientists have to start fine-tuning this whole notion of informed consent. Just what does it mean? To experiment on your fellow human beings. So, in other words, not to be too glib about it, but stay tuned.
All right. So, you say this has been going on for decades. So,
yes.
Is there you talked to a former Bush administration official who was appalled by this?
Yes.
Is there any indication that does anyone in the Obama administration at this point know about it, or have they weighed in at all about any of this?
Well, I hope the Obama administration has read DC Examiner or DCExaminer.com.
And this may be the first they're hearing
on this radio. No, it may well be. Here's the problem that we're having, though, and this is going to be a critical problem for the Obama administration. You recall that in his inaugural, Obama made a big deal about re-enshrining science to its rightful place, and yet just a couple of days ago, in his signing statement on some executive orders, he stripped out whistleblower protections for government scientists. So he has made it unbelievably hard for, a typical federal worker or, a government scientist or even an outsider to try and find out and raise these kinds of ethical questions about, where your tax dollars are going and what's happening to your fellow citizens under those tax dollars.
So, in other words, a federal person, a federal employee, a manager, could be in charge of a grant program and give a grant to a scientist doing such a study, but then wouldn't be able to really have much oversight over the activities that take place with that grant.
Well, that's certainly a concern. There's also the concern, you know, suppose that, you know, there are, for instance, government researchers involved in this kind of research. It's not all through grants. And suppose a scientist has what he or she feels to, a government scientist or a government employee has what he or she feels to be a legitimate concern about this, to whom shall they complain, right? If the administration wants something politically, and I'm talking purely hypothetically here, but without those whistleblower protections, for a lot of the bureaucrats, I think, and I'm able to say this with certainty as a matter of fact, it sends a chilling effect through the federal bureaucracy that, well, go along and get along, because even if you don't like what's going on here, you better not say a word because, you know, the bureaucracy will roll over you. Now, that is a huge concern going forward, and I know it matters a lot to your listeners. So I don't know what the Obama administration is going to do, and I hope that they'll address it. Separately, you know, that's on just on the practical sort of, you know, government bureaucracy level. Your listeners will recall during the campaign that one of the things that Obama got blasted about was his big mouth preacher going around saying that the government was using crack in the ghettos to see what would happen. Now that's not what my story says, but, you know, there's already people making those very associations right now.
Mm-hmm.
So as a political matter, what's the president going to do?
Well, it's a very interesting question. We're talking to Bill Myers this morning, investigative reporter for the D.C. Examiner. His story is very eye-opening, you know, looks at, you know, the federal government giving grants to do testing on drug addicts and then supplying the drugs to research how they respond and what the the eventual outcome would be to try to get to break the habit of addiction in order to, you know, sort of you supply the addiction in order to break the habit of addiction. So do we know, or do you know, have you been able to find out how much money has been dedicated to this over the years?
I don't know over the years. Now, one of the other problems I'm having is that the, you know, federal officials for some reason are reluctant to talk about this program. And they haven't responded to any of my open records requests, and they've declined opportunities to try and clear some of this up. I know of the grants that I have looked at and sort of just, you know, anecdotally gathered, we're talking about a couple hundred grand for each grant. And, you know, maybe more, maybe less. But it's several million dollars. And, I, you know, as a fellow great Illinoian once said, you know, a millionaire, pretty soon you're talking real money.